Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Sonoma, California tiger salamander listed as endangered, protection of entire species to follow. In keeping with a legal settlement with the Center for Biological Diversity, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service used its emergency powers to immediately list the Sonoma County population of the California tiger salamander as an endangered species on July 16th. It is only the fourth California species ever listed on an emergency basis. The center petitioned to list it in June of 2001 and filed suit in January of this year when the petition was not acted upon. The California tiger salamander formerly occurred throughout most of the Central Valley of California, adjacent foothills and the coast ranges. Disjunct populations occur in Sonoma and Santa Barbara counties. Both of these populations have now been listed under the Endangered Species Act. According to the terms of the settlement, the Fish and Wildlife Service is required to propose Endangered Species Act listing for all California tiger salamanders by May 15th of 2003 and finalize the listing by May 15th of 2004. The species breeds in vernal pools but spends the majority of the year in underground refuges, primarily abandoned rodent burrows in grassland or oak woodland habitat. It is threatened by pollution and habitat loss and fragmentation, especially by urban sprawl and agricultural expansion, and we thank the Center for Biological Diversity for that story. Red-legged frog habitat rule overturned, appeals underway. A federal judge in Oakland, California, has approved an agreement that would nullify most of the 4.1 million acres designated last year in California as critical habitat for the threatened California red-legged frog. Judge Richard Leone, a recent Bush administration appointee, of the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C., approved the agreement between the Home Builders Association of Northern California and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The developers had argued that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had not considered the economic impacts of protecting frog habitat. The judge has delayed putting the agreement into effect pending appeals from several environmental groups. The red-legged frog, made famous by Mark Twain's story, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, has disappeared from 70% of its original range in California. Under the settlement, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service agreed to redraw the boundaries of its proposed habitat by November 2005. If the agreement is upheld, the only areas retaining habitat designation during the next 3 years could be in protected national forests. The settlement is really bad news for the frog, said Earth Justice Attorney Mike Sherwood. Americans should be concerned that this represents an underhanded effort by the Bush administration to dismantle essential components of the Endangered Species Act. When Fish and Wildlife issued the original critical habitat designation, it cited the loss and alteration of the frog's habitat as the primary reason for its decline, Sherwood added. There is intense development pressure on the frog's remaining habitat. Should we ask ourselves, will we leave any space for native species in California, or will we pave it all over for more sprawl development? Either the court has made a mistake or the Endangered Species Act was cynically undermined, said Sherwood. We certainly hope this was a mistake and we will still get our day in court. Sherwood has filed a motion with the court asking it to set aside its approval of the settlement and to allow the environmental groups to file their objections to it. The groups plan to argue that even if the court decides to return the critical habitat issue to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for reconsideration, the existing rule should remain in place to protect the frog until a new proposal is made. The groups also say the amount of time the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has requested to review the critical habitat proposal, more than 3 years, is excessive. And we thank the Environment News Service for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, it's a-